Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. On today's program, we're going to start with Prince, and we're going to end with Jacob Collier.
Did you come to this life? How can you be everybody's dream and still be somebody's wife? Tell me, what did you have for lunch today? That's right, how would I know? How would I know? You're off somewhere being free, while I starve in the lonesome cold. Our bodies got used to each other, now they're used to the sound of Richie Havens' voice on the vinyl, spinning round and round, round and round. Sometimes I feel like I was born way too late. Should have been born Stock stage, but I'm just here waiting and waiting and waiting. Somebody famous had a birthday today. All I saw was another full moon. Something's burning on the stove. Must be the pasta. Must be the pasta. Oh yeah. It's June.
Prince Rogers Nelson, from his penultimate album, second to the last album, the 38th album, from September, it's almost been 10 years ago, 2015, September 2015. The album is called Hit and Run, Phase 1. And the thing that I just love about this song is titled June. It's very intimate and very personal, but there's, it's not the typical reputation that Prince has as being extremely overtly sexual. This song, has a beautiful lyric to it, which captures some of the details of everyday life, these little flashing pictures of someone that you've lived with for a long time. and your relationship has changed over time. And the way that it starts out with that little picture that it paints, pasta simmers on the stove in June, makes no sense yet, but it will soon. And that's the way that the song ends is, something's burning on the stove, must be the pasta. Oh yeah, it's June. So really deep lyrics and a beautiful treatment. Such an astounding musician. You know, he was only 57 years old when he passed away on April the 21st in 2016. But he's such an astounding musician. And we hear a lot of echoes. There's something about Lil Nas X that reminds me of some of the emotional, heartfelt, raw emotional things that Prince could express. But I haven't really heard anybody step up with his virtuoso mastery of the instrumentation and the production on these songs. So we're going to listen to two more songs from this album. This song is called This Could Be Us. And because the lyrics are kind of hard to catch in a lot of his songs, this song is about he's in a relationship with somebody and he wants to take it a little further. He wants to make it some kind of commitment, but she's not ready. She says she's not ready. You ready? No, you ain't ready. No, I mean ready for us. You know, you keep on fooling around. Say you ain't ready. Ready to go steady. Ain't ready for us. Uh-huh. Let's see. Boyfriends, you think you don't need them, but in the middle of the cold, cold night, I think you will. This could be us, but you be playing on. So, and then after that, we'll hear one more song called X's Face, and I'll let you figure out the lyrics on that. This is Prince from Hit and Run, Phase One.
You ready?
This could be this could be for us, no, 'cause what I've got make you weak in the knees, take your energy, make you sleep for a week, sex with me ain't enough, that's why we got to do it better physically.
it was years. 'Twas a heartbreak and so many tears. How's she gonna make it out here on her own? A body like that should never be alone.
A kiss on the stairway, another man's embrace. How was she to know just what was taking place? Too busy with the jugular and how it tastes to remember what she saw in the exit's face.
Long time ago, or maybe yesterday, you and I in chariots on our way
to a purple celebration
for what we've learned. That for every battle won, there are scars and burns.
For every broken heart, there's another we'll mend. Who needs enemies when you got friends? Every open door, there's something in the way. Last time we checked, it was the anxious face. Everybody know about the anxious face. Black don't crack, beige don't age. Go on, take that banana, then get back in your cage.
Oh Lord. Oh, 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 ah, 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 ah.
The anxious face.
Go on, take that banana, take it.
The anxious face.
Get it, I said you could have it. Oh no.
The anxious face.
Prince. Yeah. You know, it's R&B, but it's a very unique, amazing sound that Prince Roger Nelson has had. It's incredible to still hear his music. And that album, like I said, it was his 38th album. There was a hit and run phase too. But it's just so impressive to hear what Prince did. That type of such a recognizable style. And the album was called Hit and Run, which to me, when I think of Prince, that's a description of a certain kind of relationship that doesn't last very long. Hit and run, you know. But that's also a line in a song that Mick Jagger and Keith Richards wrote that the Rolling Stones released on an album in October of 2023 called Hackney Diamonds. And there's this song called The Whole Wide World. And once again, it's also produced incredibly well. And it's also, to me, iconic that I don't even need to know that it's the Rolling Stones. I just need to hear the entrance, hear the nature of the song, and I can tell immediately who it is. And this song, The Whole Wide World, is kind of a negative song, you know. It's kind of, it sounds like, you know, Jagger's 80, okay, but it sounds like the rebellious young man of his 20s or something, you know, when the whole wide world is against you and it's got you on the run and you think the party's over, but it's only just begun because life's just hit and run. So, you know, I thought that would be a great song to follow up with. So we are going to listen to Hit and Run. And, you know, this music is not typical of what you hear on Now and Then. I do love singer-songwriters. And let's face it, Prince, who could sing or play their music and even capture half of what Prince expressed with his own music? Same with Mick Jagger. You can hear a lot of people imitate Mick Jagger's voice. But when you hear him sing a song that he wrote, the singer and the songwriter being the same person. So we're going to transition. We're going to hear another song from the Rolling Stones, Hackney Diamonds. But we're going to head off. We're going to slow it down. We're going to calm down a little bit. Because, you know, the Stones had a way of doing American country with a lot of slide guitars and kind of almost Southern accents, the way that that but the Brits can sound kind of American Southern. And there's a song called Dreamy Skies. Just gotta get away from it all. So here's two songs from the Rolling Stones. And this is from the album Hackney Diamonds, which was released in October of 2023. The Rolling Stones.
Take a break from it all, 'cause the wind and the wilderness call, and I just need some peace from the storms.
to take a break from it all. And I got to take a break for a while. Well, there ain't another human for 100 miles. I hate being enclosed by the walls. And I got to take a break from it all. I'll be dancing on diamonds. I'll be skating on glass. I'll be chopping up wood, I'll be splitting the half. An old AM radio is all that I've got. It just plays Hank Williams and some bad honky-tonk. 'Cause I got to take a break from it all. And I got to break away from it all. For the city and the suburbs and sprawl. And the small town chatter and the know-it-alls. To a place where no one can call. And I won't hear the sirens or the maddening crowd. Just the bark of a fox and the hoot of an owl. I ain't got no connections or a satellite phone. I'm avoiding the pictures and the people back home. And I just got to break free from it all. You see, it can't last forever. It's good for my soul, yes, it's saving my skin. 'Cause I love the laughter, the women, the wine. I just got to break free from it
song is called Dreamy Skies. And you don't have to ask, is that the Rolling Stones? Of course it is. Hackney Diamonds, October 2023. And it's incredible the way that they just captured American blues and they just captured American Appalachian country music and just kind of made it their own. But there's nothing like authentic American country music. And there is a musician that you might know, Shlomo Franklin. When I first moved to this area, I've been here about 20 years, I heard Shlomo performing. He was one of the first singer-songwriters that I got to hear in our area. And I think it was about 6 years ago, he moved to Nashville. He has released his first album called Apartment 16. And then he's moved to Nashville where he's been working, and he's on the verge of releasing a new album, a double album. The title is Most People Are Lonely. Shlomo Franklin's second album, obviously recorded in Nashville, has 24 songs. Very impressive, Mr. Franklin. And that'll be released on May the 31st, 2024. But he has released the title track to the album called Most People Are Lonely, which was released on May the 16th in 2024. So we're going to listen to that title track, and maybe you'll recognize his voice. Hopefully he'll be back in our area and we'll get to hear him live again sometime in the near future. Who knows? This is Shlomo Franklin. Most people are lonely.
One, two, three. Most people.
Tombstone, baby.
Shlomo Franklin, the title track of his upcoming release, Most People Are Lonely. You know, Shlomo was raised here in really close to in Bethel, New York. He was raised on a farm milking cows, and he was raised in a very Orthodox family, and he was kind of didn't have TV and radio and stuff. So he made a huge transition to become the brilliant songwriter. And it's just so exciting for me to know that he's releasing this new album. And apparently he's been working with some first-rate musicians, because that's very impressive recording. Shlomo Franklin. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. Yes, here on Radio Catskill. Listen local. So speaking of local, it's always really fun to go out and meet people. And if you are interested, I am going to be performing a concert next Saturday at 7 p.m. at the Arts Nest in Lake Huntington. It's always really fun to get out and get involved in the really rich musical community that we have. And my friend Lucas Rotman will also be performing that evening. That's next Saturday at 7 p.m. at Arts Nest in Lake Huntington. So, you know, we've gone from Prince with his really slick and produced and incredibly virtuoso music, that second to the last album that he did, Hit and Run, and then the Rolling Stones. But now we're kind of getting into a slower, more acoustic kind of a sound. And we're also moving in from older musicians into the next generation. Ed Sheeran is 33 years old. He was born in February 1991. And he released an album in September of 2023 called Autumn Variations. And it kind of continues this feeling, this intimate sort of sadness. Most people are lonely, you know, from Shlomo Franklin. We're going to start with a song from this Ed Sheeran album, When Will I Be All Right? You know, you're up in the middle of the night, that sort of thing. There's a classical composer, a symphonic composer, and apparently Ed was listening to some of his music, Elgar's The Enigma Variations. It's a series of 14 pieces, each inspired by a different season. So Ed copied that concept on this album called Autumn Variations. We're going to hear three songs from Ed Sheeran. When Will I Be All Right? And then there's a song, it's kind of hard to translate. I'm going to say Head Over Heels. But you know how in Ed Sheeran's recordings, he'll use mathematical symbols like division and multiply, that sort of thing. Well, there's the greater than symbol, which is like a left-facing carrot. Head, left-facing carrot, heels. Head, greater than, heels. So I'm translating that as head over heels. And then we'll end the set with a song called Magical, as only Ed Sheeran can do. This song we're going to start with is When Will I Be All Right? Ed Sheeran. In time, when will I be all right?
bruised and the bruise white. When will I be all right? Hold my breath to stop breathing, though I used to know the meaning. I'd wake up if I was dreaming, but when will I be all right?
Crashing in head and heels. crashing in head and heels, crashing in head and heels, crashing in head and heels, crashing in head. Crashing in head and heels. Crashing in head and heels.
One touch, electric shock. Eyes locked, like that, you feel that too. World stops, just us here on the dark, in the darkness of the blue, out of the blue. Is this how it feels to be in love? This is magical. This is magical. Is this how it feels to be in love? This is magical. This is magical.
Sheeran. Magical. That is from Autumn Variations, released in September of 2023. So, you know, I said we started the program with Prince and we were going to end with Jacob Collier. So we have now gotten to the Jacob Collier portion of the program. So, you know, Ed Sheeran is about 33 years old now. Jacob Collier is 29 years old. Born on August the 2nd in 1994. And he's been working on a series of recordings, which he started called DJesse, DJesse, Jacob Collier, DJesse, DJesse, volumes 1, 2, 3, and 4. And he has just released, finally released volume 4 on February the 29th in 2024. And there was a series of singles that he's been releasing from this recording. And he released on June the 10th in 2022, he released a song called Never Gonna Be Alone, which was a collaboration with Lizzie McAlpine and John Mayer on guitar. And he was nominated for a Grammy for that recording for the best arrangement. And there was a couple more singles, which we're going to listen to right now. And they also feature prominent collaborations. The song Wherever I Go features Lawrence, which is like this eight-piece band, and also Michael McDonald. And then Witness Me featuring Shawn Mendes, Stormzy, and Kirk Franklin. This is Jacob Collier from DeJesse, Volume 4, Never Gonna Be Alone.
There's a patch of sunlight in my room, on the carpet where I held you for a moment. There was something so sweet about it, never been so unguarded, and it made me fall for you.
There's a tree that looks up at the moon, in the garden where I held you for a moment. Something so sweet about it, I'm holding on to this moment, cause it made me fall for you. Oh, made me fall for you.
Take me back through the window, take me back through the door. You'll be right where I left you, sitting on the floor. Now I'm never gonna be
you. you'd always be my one and only. I'm feeling like you're drifting away.
Okay.
Gone out. Well, maybe you're lost and maybe you're far from home. If you only keep walking, you never will walk alone. 'Cause when I'm with you, there's nothing that I wouldn't do. You're the one that I've waited for to bring out the best in me. I'm out in the blue, I'm holding my hand out to you. You're the one that I've waited for. I'm holding on to you. I'm with you. I'm with you here. You're the light I need. In the dark I see. I'm with you. I'm with you here. You are all I see. You and us.
I know we haven't seen each other much. I've been gone for the last 6 months and life isn't easy. So call when you need me. Dad's sick and your brother's not there. More drink 'cause nobody cares, but I believe in you deeply. You know you can lean on me. I'm here for you and whatever you're going through. Whatever it is you can tell me, I know you do the same. I'm with you.
I'm with you
here.
I'm with you here.
You're the light I need.
In the dark I see.
I'm with you.
I'm with you
here. You're all I see.
You witness me.
Yeah. You made it further than before. Only hearing that they done was when they heard us in the court. We grew up in a place where bloody murder was the sport. I know a few gold medalists. Now the thing that they're serving, you can't serve it on a fork. Or rather, it was bailiffs that was banging at your door. You can read about it, but you've heard it all before. Have mercy on them, Lord. I know you're with them in the storm, even though it's hard to see. Had to print you on a shirt, cause I knew you to a T. In a different situation, I imagine who you'd be. Have mercy on them. And be with them. And if grace doesn't cut it, then your mercy will suffice. In this cold, dark world, we just need a little light.
This song is called Witness Me from Jacob Collier, D. Jesse, Volume 4. I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then. I hope you enjoyed the music on today's program. I hope you'll listen again, because we'll be listening to more of Jacob Collier's recording in upcoming shows. So I hope you're well, and I hope you're safe once again. Thank you so much for listening.
Support for Radio Catskill comes from the Calicoon Theater, an historic Art Deco cinema on Upper Main Street, Calicoon, New York, featuring new films, classic throwbacks, local film festivals, and live events. Schedule and information at thecalicoontheater.com. From The River Reporter, the community newspaper covering four counties along the Upper Delaware River in Pennsylvania and New York, riverreporter.com. And from listeners like you,
WJFF Jeffersonville, Radio Catskill. On your radio at 90.5 FM or streaming online at wjffradio.org.